Okay, we're going to have a public hearing on several ordinances. Ordinance 44-2017. It's an additional appropriation in the amount of $50,000 for the Vincent Levy Street construction. Ordinance 45-2017 is $11,000 for the Stellar Planning Grant. Ordinance 46-2017 is for $10,000 for the Lester Square Park Fitness. And then ordinance 48-2017, an additional appropriation for general obligation bonds for $1,550. Anybody want to speak for or against, just come up to the microphone and...
Cheryl, correct me if I'm wrong, but the $10,000 for Lester Square is money that's been collected, this hasn't been appropriated.
That's donation money that just needs to be turned over so we can spend it. Then later on the agenda is the difference from donations to...
To finish it up.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go ahead and close the public hearing.
Take all order, council meeting. Everyone stand and play.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Remain standing.
Dear Lord, bless the citizens of this body, guide us tonight, and the future as well. Amen.
We have roll call.
Scott Brown.
Here.
Brian Grove.
Here.
Blaine Chapman.
Here.
Dan Rappelett.
Here.
Tim Salters.
Here.
Shirley Rose.
She's not here, she had a meeting, another meeting to go to.
Jim Westfall.
Here.
Mary Oakham.
Here. Adoption agenda for October, yeah, adoption agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Council Westfall to approve the agenda as presented.
Question.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Blaine Chapman.
Yes.
Dan Rappelett.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
And then approval of adoption by vote of 6-0. Need approval of minutes for October 23rd meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Council Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
Question.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Blaine Chapman.
Yes.
Dan Rappelett.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
And they're approved by vote of 6-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Mayor, just remind everyone that tomorrow at 10 a.m. is the Board of Clark National Historical Park quarter launch. The Riverfront Pavilion, and everyone's invited. In addition to that, early reminder, just to get it on your calendar, that on December 16th at 11, there will be wreaths across the Vincennes ceremony at the Vincennes Cemetery at the entrance, and everyone's invited to that as well.
Anybody else? I will mention that this Friday is the Christmas parade. 6 o'clock?
6:30 it starts.
6:30. And also, if you remember, we talked about in our comp update, that will be done, we will have a meeting November 16th here at City Hall at 5:30. We want you committee chair reports. Report to city officers. Now we'll move on to old business. First up is ordinance 44-2017, additional appropriation ordinance from edit. Vincent Levy Street construction amount will be found in accessory October 23rd.
Motion for second reading of ordinance 44-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Council Westfall, to have second reading of ordinance 44-2017.
Ordinance 44-2017, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2 from edit, $50,000. for the Levy Street construction project.
Discussion?
Question?
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 44-2017, passed by a vote of 6-0.
Motion for third reading for ordinance 44-2017.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, have third and final reading of ordinance 44-2017.
Ordinance 44-2017, additional appropriation, ordinance sections 1 and 2, $50,000 for Levy Street construction.
Can we have a public hearing on this prior to the meeting? Call the question.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 44-2017, passed by a vote of 6-2. Next up is ordinance 45-2017, additional appropriation ordinance from EDA, establishing a grant for the expense of $11,000. First reading is October 23rd.
Motion for second reading on ordinance 45-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, have second reading of ordinance 45-2017.
Ordinance 45-2017. Additional appropriation ordinance sections 1 and 2 from edit $11,000.
Discussion. This is reimbursed.
Yeah, this is so we can pay the people that helped us plan the stellar process.
This is
question?
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 45-2017, passed by a vote of 6-0.
Motion for third reading on ordinance 45-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, have third and final reading of ordinance 45-2017.
Ordinance 45-2017, additional appropriation ordinance sections 1 and 2 from edit for $11,000.
Mr. Chairman, we did have a public hearing on this. Say call for question.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 45-2017, passed by a vote of 6-0. Next up is ordinance 46-2017, additional appropriation ordinance for the Department of Recreation Fund, 2 Leicester Square Park Fitness, amount of $10,000. First reading is October 23rd.
Motion for second reading for ordinance 46-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, to have a second reading of ordinance 46-2017.
Ordinance 46-2017, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1 and 2 from the Park and Recreation Fund, $10,000.
Discussion. We had a public hearing on this also prior to the meeting.
Question.
Brian Gray?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 46-2017, passed by a vote of 6-0.
Motion for third reading on ordinance 46-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, have third and final reading of ordinance 46-2017.
Ordinance 46-2017, additional appropriation ordinance sections 1 and 2, $10,000.
Discussion.
Question.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 46-2017, passed by a vote of 6-0. Next is ordinance 48-2017, additional appropriation ordinance from EDA for escrow agent fees for general obligation bond in the amount of $1,550. First reading was October 23rd.
Motion for second reading on ordinance 48-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westphal, have a second reading of ordinance 48-2017.
Ordinance 48-2017, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2, for $1,550, both from Edit.
We had a public hearing on this ordinance as well prior to the meeting.
Call the question.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westphal?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
And Dan Ravalek?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 48-2017, passed by a vote of 6 to 0.
Motion for third reading for ordinance 48-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westphal, have third and final reading of ordinance 48-2017.
Ordinance 48-2017, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2, $1,550. Only question for my own entertainment.
Jim Westphal?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravalek?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 48-2017, passed by a vote of 6 to 0. Move to new business for the presentation of Sean Craig, presentation of financial commitment letters.
Good evening. On October 8th, I think, it got announced that their call for projects is called Notice of Funding Availability, and the application window closes November 22nd. I found out about it sometime mid-October. I had missed it, and I had a consultant call and asked if you were going to submit anything, and I said, submit anything for what? And so, dove into it, it was like, okay, let's get rolling. So it's been kind of full steam ahead the last 3 weeks. I sent, Mayor and I sent you all a letter, I think it was late last week, kind of give you as much of an update as we can. We do have updates. When I sent you the letter, we were looking at basically two halves of Washington Avenue, between St. Clair and Bell Crossing, the first half going from St. Clair to Emerson Avenue, and the second half going from Emerson Avenue to Bell Crossing. We have received the estimates, and the mayor and I determined that we don't think we can afford the whole thing, so we've chosen to go with the second half of Emerson Avenue to Bell Crossing, as that has more urgent needs with drainage issues, which Mr. Bush will speak to in here in a minute, as well as there are no sidewalks or any kind of connectivity in that part of town, so all the residents and businesses down that way. So that section, we're looking at a total cost of approximately $6 million for construction. That would be a match of approximately $1.2 million. And again, Mr. Bush is going to speak to another component of that here in just a minute. You can see in the typical section, which is that piece of paper I gave you a minute ago, the scope we're looking at is reconstructing Washington Avenue from Emerson Avenue to basically Old Orchard, and that's where the paving started, where we paved, I think, 2 years ago. We put 4 inches of asphalt on top of that section. From Old Orchard to just past Bridge 8, that's going to be a widening section. We're going to save what we already have, we're going to widen it, add curb and gutter, storm sewer, sidewalks, and lighting to Bridge 8. We already have the sidewalks on Bridge 8, so there'll be a transition period through there. And then once we cross Bridge 8, we'll start back up with reconstruction. Reconstruction, I think, is needed because the old 50 road bed is underneath there, And that's why when we paved Washington Avenue, we put 4 inches on it for several reasons, but one of them is because that old road bed is under there. And if we have a chance to take it out, that's the best process, is to start from scratch. Otherwise, we're going to have crack propagation, and we're going to have to keep repairing it more often than we would if we reconstructed. So part of the application is a letter of financial commitment. You guys should be familiar with this. We did one last year for Main Street Phase 2. It's basically a letter to NDOT stating that you will fund the 20% match for construction, right-of-way engineering, design, that type of stuff. So I have a draft letter here that basically states that you guys voted tonight to fund the match. And the letter is written so that you guys will provide a $1 million match because Vincent Utility Services Board and Mr. Bushy are supportive of this project because of the storm sewer issue I was telling about. And he can explain more about that too.
We were pretty excited when the mayor and John called about the possibility of making some improvements on Washington Avenue, either section, but particularly the section that they've landed on to focus on. I can remember probably as far back as 2010, 2011, I believe it was during the Baldwin administration, there was discussion about putting sidewalks out to, extending the sidewalk out toward Hendren Hills area and then on out to Bell Crossing. And it was kind of decided that without dealing with the drainage out there, we were really just fighting an uphill battle. And I think the city has done everything we can do out there with regards to the drainage without totally reconstructing it, as John has preliminarily put into the plan. I've spoken with the board chairman of the USB. We haven't had a meeting since this topic came up, so we'll be meeting on Wednesday and discussing it in our utility services board meeting, but I would expect that we will wholeheartedly support this endeavor as well, and whatever match that is required for the utility portion of it, I think we can clearly justify. Our folks have been looking at not only the storm sewer issues, which there really aren't any storm sewers in most of that area that we're talking about along Gregg Park and then on out to Bell Crossing, but also we have several old drinking water lines and services, as well as some sanitary sewer issues, particularly with regards to some of the manholes. So we'll be looking at all of that. And as we did it on Second Street, that project turned out very well for the utility, and that there were a lot of old lines that were replaced that we would have eventually had to go back and replace one at a time, and in the process tearing up a brand new road to replace piecemealing it. So I think this project makes a lot of sense from a lot of different angles, and I think we'll support it wholeheartedly.
So moving forward, assuming that the utility services board will cover the match for the storm sewer, sanitary sewer and water line, which sanitary water isn't good yet, but all of that match will go to the USB. The estimated cost for storm sewer is approximately $1.3 million, which takes the road portion down to $4.6 million. So your match would be a bit less than $1 million, since they're going to be taking over the match portion for the storm sewer and the water and sanitary, like I said a minute ago. So I want to express my gratitude to the Utility Services Board for, in anticipation of them passing this, for their commitment for that portion. I think that really helps the application process to end up saying that we have multiple agencies on board with this project. So. With That being said, are there any questions y'all may have?
The only thing I will say is, all projects to date that we've really worked on, Main Street is RDC, Second Street is RDC, Second Midlack is the federal dollars, federal dollars that we use. This will have to come out of edit for street funds, but I'm going to suggest that, because this is 5 years out, for the next 5 years, we put $200,000 back every year to make sure that $1 million is there to make this match. That's where we'll get our dollars to.
And I mean, that's one of the things that we as a group as a whole have unanimously been really for, is improving the infrastructure of the city. And as if you look around, I mean, the improvements that we've made for that, one of the things you put in your letter was how it's a major artery, but different compared to like Hart Street or Sixth Street. I would almost argue that you get more foot traffic and more bike traffic on those areas compared to Sixth Street, compared to Hart Street. So I mean, it's a really vitally important area that you don't see sidewalks, and you know, that second half that we're talking about, it really hasn't been addressed with some of the main issues. So I mean that's something that we've always been pushing for, and it was nice to see that email this week that this is something that we're going to go after.
One other thing we'll have to consider is between now and 2022, we'll have preliminary engineering, we'll have right of way, we'll have utility coordination, all the design components that will be going on gradually along that process. I don't have those estimates yet, but I'll have those. Now, that's part of this commitment too, is funding 20% of that process too. But that'll be gradually over the next 5 years.
Is this something that we'll put the money up front to end on, like the second and last?
Well, it's kind of to be determined. The way the 2021 call is going right now, we opted for the exchange process. The way that process is going is we're paying for equipment engineering 100% on our own up front. And then once we get past that process, that shows in that we're committed to the project, so that they are committed to the project and going forward after design with your right of way, with purchasing, with utility relocation, their 80-20 kicks in after that. And then we're in the exchange process, and it's much less expensive for that process because we can expedite the process much more quickly because we don't have all that federal red tape. So assuming that they continue that process, and that's kind of the understanding behind the scenes, is that we're trying with 2021, we anticipate happening for 2022 also. So the way that would work is, again, we would get a contract with a consultant. We would pay the engineering up front 100%. And then once we get past that process, the rest of it's 80-20.
How much was St. Clair to Emerson going to run?
St. Clair to Emerson, I think, was about $4 million.
Right. Overall, we've been
about 10. And that's a very, very large project, and I considers that a large project. And I think we went for that. Obviously, we have to have $2 million in match, but also I think that gets into a larger classification, and your risk of not getting the project is much higher.
Sure.
So this isn't a guarantee?
No. This is an application for funds.
And nothing goes out before we're approved for it?
What's that?
We don't have to pay the engineering fees except until it's approved.
No, even if we get awarded the money, we still don't have to move forward.
And this is one that, if the state continues to be the next change, you make the local project.
Right.
Which is cheaper.
Okay, yeah, when did you say we would find out?
The application window closes November 22nd. My guess would be notification. I think they said on the website, but I want to say January, February.
And our application's ready to go?
Everything's done that can be done up until this point. We've got a lot of information over the last, the last 8 hours. So, yeah.
John, you could come back in a later years and ask for that other section, right? Could you break it down?
Oh, sure. Almost consider this phase two of two, and phase one being St. Clair to Emerson. Absolutely. that we've had a 2021 call, the 2022 call is going now, and then theoretically there would be a 2023 call. Or we could look at it, internal funding, but that would be a lot to carry alone.
So we just need
I'll make a motion to approve the letter in support of the project.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the financial commitment letter for the 2020 projects.
All good questions?
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dwayne Chatham?
Yes.
And that is approved by vote 6-0.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
And when I talked to Shirley, she was in support of the new contract.
Okay, next is ordinance 49-2017, additional appropriation ordinance from Park and Rec Fund for Park Fitness in the amount of $14,550.
Motion to approve for first reading.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to have first reading of ordinance 49-2017.
Ordinance 49-2017, additional appropriation ordinance for Park and Recreation Fund, $14,554 for Leicester Square equipment.
Discussion? Questions?
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dwayne Chatham?
Yes.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Mayor,
does
this have to be done tonight? Next time?
Thanks.
We still have to have a public hearing on it. I mean, I've got bills to pay on it, but we still have to have a public hearing.
Okay, first reading of ordinance 49-2017 passed by vote 6-0. Next is ordinance 50-2017, additional appropriation ordinance from police pension fund for bonds and legal in the amount of $100, for pension secretary salary $1,776, travel and meetings in the amount of $300, and pension investment in the amount of $36,000.
Motion to approve ordinance 50-2017.
Second. Motion by Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to have first reading of ordinance 50-2017.
Ordinance 50-2017, additional appropriation ordinance sections 1 and 2, total amount $38,176.
Does this one need to be taken care of tonight, or is this one where
we're just going to wait?
We'll just wait.
Okay. I didn't know. I mean, I know sometimes we...
Yeah. It's there. Not made the paper yet.
All right.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dwayne Chatham?
Yes.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 50-2017 passes by vote 6-0. Next is resolution 8-2017, a resolution of the Citizens Common Council correcting the 2018 salary order.
Motion to approve resolution 8-2017.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to approve resolution 8-2017.
Resolution number 8-2017, a resolution of the Vincennes Common Council correcting the 2018 salary ordinance. Essentially one section to make the department head hourly rate match the increased salary rate.
So the salaries were increased by 3%, but the hourly rate didn't reflect that change. So that's why it was.
Question.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dwayne Chatham?
Yes.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
And resolution 8-2017 passes by vote of 6-0. Next is planning. Yeah, motion to pay claims.
Make a motion to pay the claims in the amount of $302,702.58.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westbrook, to pay the claims in the amount of $302,702.58.
Question?
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
And claims are paid by the local six this evening. We have nothing under miscellaneous, so we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.